At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, December 12th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to wrap up NFL Week 14 with a big Monday Night Football showdown, kicking off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN between the New England Patriots and the Arizona Cardinals. Currently, the Patriots are listed as a 1.5-point road favorite with a total of 43.5. Now, going into this matchup, both teams have lost two straight games looking to get back in the win column. The Patriots are 6-6. They just fell to Buffalo at home 24-10, failed to cover as a 4-point home dog. Meanwhile, Arizona, they're 4-8. They just fell to the Chargers 25-24, but they did cover as a 2.5-point home dog in that matchup. Now, looking at the way this line opened and how it moves and how it has moved, it's looking like there is some liability toward the Patriots in this one. The Patriots open as a very short 1-point road favorite. And looking at our betting percentages, we're pretty much right down the middle. The public really doesn't know what to do with this game. 50-50. You know, they see the Patriots and name recognition of Belichick, but no Tom Brady. They've struggled here recently. How can you lay the points on the road? But then also, Arizona at home getting points, they have the worst record and they've struggled as well. So it's kind of a public undecided play, 50-50 down the middle. And even though we're getting 50-50 tickets, you know, theoretically in a vacuum, if tickets are even, the line shouldn't move at all. However, not all tickets are created equally. So it looks to me like the bigger wagers seem to be leaning Patriots, because a lot of these books opening -1 Patriots, now they're up to -1.5. And again, do we see this line creep further to -2? That would be further evidence of some Patriots respective money coming in. So that's something to monitor throughout the day. Do we get to 2 versus, you know, falling back down toward a pick'em, toward Arizona? But all movement has been toward New England here. Very subtle, but -1 up to -1.5. The Patriots are currently receiving 48% of bets, but 58% of money. So that kind of tells you, again, a 50-50 split, technically you're contrarian 48%, but obviously not that much here. Contrarian, you're really looking for anything less than 40%, 30%, but right down the middle, but a little more money. That's a plus 10% smart money discrepancy toward the Patriots. Arizona would match a couple boxes or check off a couple boxes here. Primetime dogs are 25-18 against the spread, 61% this season. We did have another primetime dog cover yesterday as the LA Chargers were able to cover that number and went outright. And we have seen a couple other matches with Kyler Murray in particular. Kyler Murray, ATS as a dog, 4-3 this year, and in his career as a dog, 20-10 against the spread, 67%. Also kind of a dog low total. Anytime you're grabbing a dog, even though it's a very short number here, low total is a good thing. It's going to be harder for the favorite to cover the number, especially in a tight game where scoring could be at a premium. Maybe you look at Arizona as a teaser opportunity here. I thought Dave Tooley had a great write-up at VSiN.com and Tooley's takes, looking at teasing up the Arizona Cardinals +1.5 to +7.5. Why is that important? Because, number one, it's a low total game where points are at a premium, but also you go 1.5 to 7.5, that would be considered the Wong teaser, the strategic way to approach teasers, going through multiple key numbers, passing through 3 and 7. That's really the best way to approach teasers because 3 and 7, most common key numbers, most common margins of victory. So if you can go through multiple key numbers, always a good sign there. Also, we have seen some money here toward this under. The total opened at 44. It's down to 43.5. We did see another primetime under last night, that same Chargers game. Dogs and unders, that's what it's been for these primetime spots, with the Chargers game going under as well. But you did tick down, again, a half point, 44 down to 43.5. Currently, it's pretty much down the middle, 50-50 with bets and dollars. But we have seen primetime unders, 24 and 17, 59%. Unders that fall at least a half point, 64 and 42, 60%. The Patriots have been a good under team, especially recently, 4-1 to the under their last five. Now, Arizona, they're kind of the opposite. They're 4-0-1 to the over their last five. But if you look at pace of play, this could be something to keep an eye out for if you're maybe going to live bet the game or looking at the total. Arizona's number one fastest team in the NFL in terms of pace of play with Kingsbury and that air raid kind of offense here. They run 69 plays a game. New England is really slow. They're 28th, so they only run 59 plays a game. So how will that kind of fast Arizona, slow New England, kind of offensive approach even out here? That's something that could have an impact on the total. But looking at the line movement, definitely some liability under the radar, subtle movement toward New England here, as well as a little bit of under money. Again, looking at the final game of NFL Week 14 in the desert with the Patriots and Arizona.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, I'm going to go to the NBA. We're going to stick with the Boston theme here. I'm a Boston guy. So let's look at the Celtics here. Celtics on the road tonight against the LA Clippers. 10:30 p.m. It's your late night game. This will be on NBA TV. And currently the Celtics are listed as a 3.5-point or a 4-point road favorite with a total of 225.5. Currently Boston on the road trip, they're 21-6, best record in the NBA, but they did just lose to Golden State, 123-107 over the weekend, lost outright as a 2.5-point road favorite. They'll be playing the Clippers, who are 15-13, a couple games above 500, but they just beat Washington, 114-107, able to cover that number -5 on the road. Now, looking at this market analysis for Clippers and Celtics, looks like some liability here on the Clippers as a dog at home. The Celtics opened laying 4 points on the road. I even saw some shops, at least a couple, open -4.5 Celtics. And all those 4.5s got down to 4, and there are a lot of 4s that are down to 3.5. So this is notable because as great as the Celtics are, they're always going to be a big public play. That's kind of the gift and the curse of being a really good team and winning a lot of games is that obviously you win a lot of them. And covering, obviously, is another question here. But you're oftentimes going to be very overvalued. You're going to get 70, 80% big public play. You're laying minus numbers. So, again, as great as a team is, sometimes they become overvalued because they're kind of a product of winning so much. But in this one, there's some liability Clippers because if you look at the bet splits, 84% of bets are on the Celtics. I mean, this is an extremely lopsided play. This is the most public play of the night. Just saying, hey, Celtics are great. They'll bounce back after that Golden State loss and roll here against the Clips. But what's the market telling us? This line's, again, staying the same, line freeze, or falling toward the Clippers. 4.5 down to 4, some 4s down to 3.5. So I'd lean a little bit here, grabbing the 4 here with the Clippers at home. Now, one thing you got to keep an eye out for, obviously, which makes NBA very difficult to bet, is the injury report. You know, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, these are guys that feels like every game you got to make sure that they're in or out, whether, depending on which side that you like here. But it does look like, again, a contrarian spot, only 16% heavily bet game, late game, with this line kind of staying where it's at toward the Clippers. So, again, if you start to see this thing, creep back up to 4.5, that could be bad news for the Clips, good for the Celtics. But if you start to see it, painted across the board down to 3.5 or 3, that's something that I'll be monitoring as this is the late game here. And really that's what you want if you want to back the Clippers. You want to get a +4 and then see all these lines drop further down to 3.5 if you're going to take the points here. Also keep an eye on the total. I lean under. It opened 227. It's down to 225.5, so this line has fallen. That's notable because 70% of bets are on the over. yet the total has, again, has ticked down. So if big majority bets are on the over, then why are the odds makers dropping the total to make it easier for the public to cash their over bet? So to me, the angle here, if you're going to bet the under, is the Clippers. Clippers, if you haven't noticed, they're one of the best under teams in the NBA. They're 17-11 to the under, but at home at the Staples Center, I don't think it's called that anymore. I think it's a new name, but they're 11-2 to the under at home. So they've been a really good home under team. And Boston is 14-13 to the under, but they're 11-3 to the under on the road. So that, those trends kind of jumped out to me. Clippers 11-2 to the under at home. Boston 11-3 to the under on the road. Boston is 4-1 to the under the last five. And really what you're banking on the Clippers, if you're going to play this under, is they're not great offense, only 27th in terms of offensive efficiency. You really haven't had many games where all your big guns are healthy at the same time. But they are defensively fifth in the NBA. So that's notable here, going up against the number one offensive efficiency with the Celtics. But 10:30 game tonight, late game. Again, Celtics looking to bounce back after that Golden State Warriors loss. But they're the most public play of the night. And again, lines pretty much stayed where it's at 3.5-4 with some movement here toward the under in a big, heavily bet late game in the NBA. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, let's go back to that Monday Night Football showdown, and I'm going to go Patriots on the money line. Give me the Patriots to hashtag win the damn game at minus 125 on the money line. Number one, in terms of money lining versus taking the spread, if you want to go -1.5, save some juice, I get it. But when these games are really, really tight, when you're laying a 1.5, maybe your team wins by one and you lose your bet because of the hook, I just say, hey, I'll pay a little more juice and just say just win the game, especially with a short spread. You know, odds makers are saying this thing could be very, very close. It could come down to a missed extra point, something like that. So just from the standpoint of choosing which bet type, again, it's up to you as a bettor, but I like to money line short favorites. And again, once you get nicked by laying a 1.5, team wins by one, I think moving forward, you'll probably always go money line here. Although, again, you can save juice by just taking the spread. But Patriots money line, that's my play here. Kind of mention it at the outset, but I'm looking at the market and reading between the lines, Patriots look kind of like a sneaky sharp play to me. They open -1. They're up to -1.5. I see some books even maybe creeping up to -2. So if you think Patriots, you know, -1 to 1.5 to 2, no big deal, right? They're a big public play. No, they're actually 50-50, slightly contrarian. They're only getting 48% bets, but 58% money. And if you look at some of these other metrics here, really they lean toward the Patriots. If you look at point differential, Patriots are plus 23. Arizona Cardinals are minus 57. Also, you look at kind of a non-conference showdown here, two teams from two different conferences. They don't play very often. Historically, that benefits a favorite because of the lack of familiarity benefiting, quote unquote, the better team. A very small factor here, but I always look at referees, umpires. Again, it's kind of a cherry on top. It's not the only reason you bet a game, but something that I do factor in. Sean Smith, the lead ref here, he's 57% against the spread to the road team. So I would favor with the Patriots here. Also, aside from the market movement, where again, it's kind of even betting, a line shouldn't move at all, but yet we are seeing this line go to New England. That tells me Patriots are the sharper side, taking in the liability and respected money. But let's look at just some X factors here. Belichick after two losses. To me, I think you're going to get a good game plan out of New England because I'm in New England. I can tell you, I listen to talk radio. I'm a big Felger and Maz fan every single day. If you know that show, it's kind of the number one show in New England. And we're big on talk radio because we're crazy about sports. People are saying this is the biggest game for Bill Belichick since Tom Brady left. So you got questions of, you know, what are you doing with your offensive coordinator? You've lost two in a row. You know, there's questions in the locker room. They're, you know, openly questioning the offensive play calling. So there's a lot of kind of bad kind of mojo swirling around the Patriots right now. And again, this has typically been perfect for Belichick to kind of put rein everyone in and have a really good game. So I know that maybe doesn't, that's more of a, you know, X factor type bet, but it does jive with kind of the way the line is moving with New England here. You also look at Patriots offense defense. I mean, this is a big advantage, I think, toward the Patriots. Their offenses look god-awful. There's actually a stat out there when Mac Jones, when the Patriots give up 25 points or more with Mac Jones as quarterback, I think they're 0-12 or 0-14, something like that. Basically, if the other team scores, they can't score enough to keep up. They're only averaging 20 points a game, but they may look a little bit better tonight. They're going up against the Cardinals, who are giving up 27 points a game. They're the 31st scoring defense in the NFL, one of the worst in the NFL. So maybe your offense looks better than usual just because you're going up against a bad defense. Also, coaching, Belichick versus Cliff Kingsbury. I think it's an advantage here to Belichick. Now, is he what he was with Brady? No. There's a big question in New England. Was it Belichick or Brady? Right when Brady left, it was still 50-50. I think, you know, you ask anyone, it's probably, you know, 75% Brady, 25% Bill. But still, I think Belichick going up against an inferior coach, I would give the check mark there to New England. And really that defense of New England, that's what you're banking on. They are only giving up about 18 points a game, and they are top five in most of all of your important defensive metrics here. So Patriots have the better defense. You look at Arizona's bad defense here. I think that's the advantage. But then also the coaching, non-conference favorites, Sean Smith the ref, better point differential, but it's really the market. I gave you all those supplementary factors, but really what's the market telling us? It's telling us liability New England, opening minus one, up to 1.5, might even get to 2. And that's important because it's not like 80% of bets are on New England. Again, it's 50-50, so line shouldn't really move at all, yet we're seeing this line go to the Patriots. Give me New England, guys, on the money line. I think it's a sneaky sharp bet on a low number. Give me Patriots minus 125 to hashtag win the game. Lastly, for Josh's sweats, you know I got to fit in an NHL bet for you. Let's go up north to Canada. Calgary, Montreal. Give me the Calgary Flames. I got the Flames at minus 205. So again, bigger number here as a favorite, but always bet to risk, not bet to win. So I'm risking my one unit, trying to get a little less than a half unit back here. But a couple system matches. Number one, line movement toward Calgary. They open around minus 190. You're up to minus 200, minus 205. See some books maybe even going higher to minus 210. This is a big system match play for me. If you look at these road favorites, minus 175 or more, they're 36-15, 71% this year. Non-division steam, two teams from different divisions, take the team getting 10 cents of steam or more in their direction. They're 151-83, 65% this year. Also, sweet spot big favorites. When you're between minus 175 to minus 225, 80-34, 70%. So a lot of matches here on Calgary. Both teams are averaging about 3.1 goals a game, but it's Calgary's defense that's been better, only giving up 3.1 goals a game versus 3.6 for Montreal. Also think you're kind of buying low on Calgary. They've lost two straight here. Hopefully you get a good effort out of them tonight. But also, this is a big injury game. You look at Calgary, and they are completely healthy. Pretty much everyone is good to go here. You look at Montreal, they have a very, very long injury report, including a bunch of important players here, including... who is it? Gallagher. You also look at Jonathan Drouin, Edmondson, Byron. I mean, you got a lot of guys here. Savard, who could be out. So you're missing quite a few regulars here for Montreal, which makes sense why this line was set so high and why it moved further to Calgary, who's at full strength. And then also the power play. 20% conversion rate Calgary, just 15% for Montreal. So no one's a bigger number here, but I think it's big for a reason. Give me Calgary to get back on track. I got the Flames at minus 205. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Monday, December 12th. But reminder, we have so much going on right now. Bowl season is about to be in full swing here. We have our great college football bowl game betting guide, including I have an article on how to go contrarian and how to bet against the public during bowl game season. But if you're looking for more VSiN information, easiest thing you can do, sign up for our free daily newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. You wake up to great sports betting content every morning. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, and then you'll get it every single day when you get your coffee going and really get you thinking about what's going on in the market. In particular, keep you up to date on what's going on at VSiN. You can also follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_Insights. I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy Monday Night Football. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. And as a wise man likes to say, the godfather of VSiN, hopefully we can cash some tickets tonight because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Monday and good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.